One of the issues about sea level rise is trying to understand and translate what sound like actually relatively small numbers into a real impact that we can understand. Here I'm standing on a beach only 10 meters or so away from where the waves are lapping along the shoreline. And if sea level were to rise instantaneously by, let's say, a meter, I still wouldn't get my feet wet. But sea level rise isn't about how chasing people up the beach. It's actually about how the base sea level at any one point around our coastlines affects the impact and the severity of the storms that come every few years. If the base sea level goes up, then the storm that would arise perhaps only once every 50 or 100 years would be that much higher and would cause that much more damage. Conversely, the storm that we expect to arrive only every once every 50 or 100 years would perhaps come every 10 years, or perhaps every 5 years, depending on how much the base of sea level were to rise. Glaciers around the world are contributing to around half of the observed sea level rise that we see on the planet today, which is at around 3 millimeters per year. Glaciers in Antarctica, like Pine Island Glacier, the glacier that I'm going to visit in a few weeks' time, is making a significant contribution. If that single glacier and its few neighbours that are already contributing to sea level rise at the moment are to be joined by perhaps 30 or 40 other substantial glaciers around the Antarctic, then the rate of sea level rise in the future may increase substantially, and with it the risk to our low-lying coastal cities from here in South America back to the UK.